This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, the goal scoring's changed. I mean, let's face
right.
it. I mean,
yeah.
if people don't see that, it's then that's okay with me. But I mean, I didn't grow up in an era where you get a, you know, you're on the power play and you get an offensive zone faceoff and you can pick either side or 3-on-3 or no red line. Those are just the facts of the game. But the game also changed from Gordie Howe to Wayne Gretzky to
right.
you know, now to OB. So
to pretend like it's easier to score now than when Wayne Gretzky played is blood boiling, which is what he was essentially doing there without an acknowledgement of goaltenders not wearing pads, basically. And just, I mean, watch a highlight. Danny, I have goal 802 up right now. It looks like the ice is twice as big. It looks like they're playing on a rink twice the size of this one with all the space and the speed of the defenders in the game, the goal that was scored here, the goaltender looks like a fly, a gnat, you know, from the 400 level. Are you kidding me?
So the year that Gretzky, and again, he's the greatest ever. I'm not telling you anything different.
He's the greatest player that ever lived.
Yeah.
The greatest goal scorer, though.
Well, when he had 212 points, which, by the way, say that number. You kidding me? 212 points? Just by way of example.
But that is the whole point, isn't it?
Yes. Teams averaged 4 and 3.95 goals per game, respectively. The point is, the average winner scored 4, the average loser scored 3.95. It means there were 8 goals a game scored. That hasn't happened anywhere close to that since. The average NHL game over Ovechkin's career has been just under 3 to just over 2. That's the league. So it's irresponsible to claim anything different than that.
Yeah, and you know too much hockey, Darren Pang, to play that game. But Canadian player.
Mm-hmm.
Canadian media, we kind of know what's happening, don't we? And that's, I think, your larger point. We're going to hit the calls on this in 60 seconds at 800-636-1067. Real quick, I've got a very fast game. Darris, I want you to play the game show music for me, please. This is a very quick game. So during the break, we were talking about Evan Engram becoming available, I think.
Yeah.
And I looked him up, and he's going to be 31 years old. And I'm like, man, nobody that becomes available is young anymore. And then you started talking about Delman Young, and then we talked about Delwyn Young,
mm-hmm.
and then we talked about Jacob Young. We started playing the young guy game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. First one in wins. All four of you are available, okay? What in Nationals history is Delwyn Young known for? What in Nationals history is Delwyn Young relevant for?
Ryan.
Yes.
Was he the first walk-off homer?
Delwyn Young?
No, never mind.
No.
Wrong Young. I was thinking Dimitri Young.
Did he play for, and that's, I don't think that happened either. Did he play for the Pirates in the Strasburg game?
He did.
That was as far as I could go with that.
Well, you're on to something.
Okay.
Delwyn Young
hit first Strasburg strikeout?
2-run home run against Strasburg.
He had a bomb that game.
In that game. 7 innings, 14 punchies, 2 runs allowed. The only blemish was a Delwin Young two-run homer.
The Delwin Young bolt to right center field. I remember it.
That there is the only reason a Nats fan would even be able to recognize his name. But all right, you guys have been waiting. Let's get to you. Darren Ping called Alex Ovechkin a one-trick pony. Danny's mad about that. A lot of Caps fans are. I get it. I think that's condescending. That is a pejorative. I'm more mad about the fact that he pretended when they were going to 3-on-3, like that's how Ovi scored 700 of his goals, when he scored 12 of them in that way, and it just came along in 2015. And it was pretty clearly an indication that he was suggesting it's gotten easier to score goals, which he doubled down on with the Junkies today. I'm beside myself with that logic. I'm so upset about that. Tony's in Manassas. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. No, there's a lot to unpack with this one. The bottom line is, yeah, the goaltenders now look like the Michelin man. They have got to a point not too long ago where they had to restrict the equipment, so there's less net to put the puck through. But here's the one thing. You call him a one-trick pony. How about this? He's the secretariat of horse racing, right, as far as with hockey release from a puck. He's got a release that no one's ever seen. It's so fast and it's so complete. He doesn't dust it off. He doesn't fool around with the puck. He rips them, right? And with the technology of the sticks and the quickness that he has, that's the difference. Goaltenders can't move that fast. And Pang should know that. He was a goaltender.
Yeah, and I'm sure he would also agree to that. He just didn't bring it up. But that is something I would listen to, by the way, is if you wanted to have a conversation about equipment and the curve of Ovi's stick or some of the things that are done differently now, I am happy to do that. That's reasonable. To suggest that 3-on-3 hockey is some game changer in this chase is just not only statistically inaccurate, it's preposterous. It's a dozen goals you're talking about, by the way. That's it. That's how many he scored. And he acted like it's been 27, which is the overtime goals total. It hasn't been. But you have to also acknowledge all the other stuff. Let's go to Stuart in Fredericksburg. What's up, Stuart?
Howdy, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Good man.
Look, have you ever once in your life called someone a one-trick pony and it been a compliment? Absolutely not.
Correct.
It's insane to call him that. The greatest goal scorer of all time, and you're going to call him a one-trick pony? Look at the heat map of his goals. They've been all over the ice, 5v5 and on the power play. And Grant, you make a great point. If Ovi played in the Gretzky era, I'll tell you exactly what would happen. He'd score 4 goals a game, and he'd probably kill a couple goalies every year with a slap shot. 100%.
Right.
The goalies would dive out of the way of the shot. He'd probably score more goals. He'd probably put up 100 goals when he played with Gretzky. And here's the other thing that I truly do not understand in the coverage of Ovi, is he's not just a great goal scorer. He's transformed his game over 20 years. When he came into the league, he was a bull in a china shop. From that goal in Arizona where he charged through everyone and scored from his back, to a guy now that goes to the net. He weasels his way through the ice to get tips and deflections. He scores goals completely different than when he was younger. And look, we're not only talking about chasing down, we're talking about chasing down Gretzky this year. But if it wasn't for two lockouts, COVID, some terrible coaching moves with Dale Hunter, Adam Oates, and Todd Reardon, and spilled the chili, Kevin Malone, we'd be talking about going for 1,000 goals. And I just don't understand how you can get on a national broadcast with the New York Rangers, the largest market in the United States, and talk about Ovi as a one-trick pony when he genuinely, in concert with Crosby, saved the NHL after that 2005 lockout. I mean, the NHL was in the dumps. Ovi and Crosby saved the NHL.
Well, you ask a lot of that media, they'll tell you Crosby did it by himself. But I think you make some great points. It's
he needed a foil. Yeah, by the way, the Kevin Malone spill the chili bit was a 10 out of 10 on the Todd Reardon zing. I want you to make sure that when you're listening to this, I noticed it. Good for you.
You never hear the national media talk about the two work stoppages, the COVID break, the amount of games that he, now I'm sure Gretzky had some of those if you look back too. I bet it wouldn't be the same extent, but the amount of games he's missed out on and how many goals that has cost him in his chase. But they don't want to give him any of the benefit of the doubt or talk about what could have been or how much different it'll be. But I don't even need that anymore because he's going to break the record this year and he's still got 1 year left on his contract. And unless the Caps win the whole thing this year, he'll be back next year to score another 35 or 40 goals. Maybe 50 the way he played this season if he doesn't fall off in his final year. And he'll blow so far past the record that no one's going to have a word to say about it. But it is a belittling statement when you say one-trick pony. That is obvious. It is a belittling statement when we're going to three-on-three hockey, and apropos of nothing, you bring up Gretzky again and say, well, how many points would he have had if he had three-on-three overtime? What you're obviously doing is questioning the credibility of the accomplishment and the chase. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, while these networks, by the way, are climbing over themselves to take the call away from locals.
Give me my Joe B back.
Yeah.
Let's go to Brian in Springfield. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Good. So I'm so glad that, Danny, that you called out the Canadian, like, anti-Ovechkin bias. Because I'm someone who likes to debate, like, hockey online and places like Reddit and stuff like that. And
you're a brave man, dude. Good for you.
They will do anything they can to disparage him and, like, play down his accomplishments. They constantly won't even include him on lists of, like, top 10 wings of all time, saying ridiculous stuff. But the guys like Brendan Shanahan and Luke Robitaille were better. And
you know what bothers me too? I'm going to let you keep going. But the people that will argue, like someone had tweeted me and said there was somebody last night on national radio they were listening to saying that he's cherry-picked throughout his career. Like these lazy takes.
Oh, man.
He's not, he never plays defense. He doesn't get back. It's all crap. It's all basically been designed to belittle how great a player he was from the beginning.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And just what we go ahead and see here is, like, they're going to do anything they can just to play down his accomplishments. And they've done it since he was a rookie in the league and broke onto the scene. And even anytime he does something good, one of them has to say, oh, but Crosby's better. It's like, you can make an argument, maybe Crosby is the better overall hockey player. But, I mean, when it comes to goal scoring, there's no question. If Crosby could have scored that many goals, he would have. But he didn't. So.
I just can't imagine this in another sport. Like, this is what drives me crazy about the NHL.
You mean the tearing down your own superstar?
Yeah, I mean, there have been times where like baseball or other sports don't accentuate their stars enough, but imagine during the home run chase when McGuire's trying to catch Roger Maris, people are like, he's not that good defensively. They're like, Will Clark was better at picking balls at first base.
Such a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, I know he hits a lot of home runs, but how many bases has Mark McGuire stolen this year?
But, bro, this is geography, right? I mean, this is about the... It's the, you know, because there's players from all over the world. We just saw, throw on a jersey, hockey takes it seriously, right? There, that argument of Canada and America and Russia and Sweden, European hockey players kind of band together against North American, and then when you really divvy it up, Canada, U.S., Russia, they're all kind of on their own in this. That's, to me, what this is about. How many Russian analysts are we watching night in and night out? Sorry about it.
Yeah,
I mean,
very
few. It's Canadian analysts. Or the occasional Milberry from here, that are most of the time going to be fairly anti the superstar Russian player, especially earlier in his career when he was, a partier who on the ice was a hot dog. You know, now he's kind of just, I'm not saying he doesn't do anything. He's still jumping into the glass.
He doesn't have time for it.
He's old.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just here to score goals and chew bubblegum.
This Albert Pujols is a great hitter, but Mike Bordick is a solid defensive shortstop. We should acknowledge him.
Let's go to Phil in Tacoma Park. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing? Thank you so much for calling this out. You know, I was watching the game last night and just mildly annoyed at the way the conversation was going until the three-on-three comment. And, you know, I'm an idiot when it comes to NHL history, but even I know that was only in the league recently. Thank you for the 2015 reference, so I appreciate that. But, you know, the other thing that you need to talk about is not just the goalies' pads, but these guys are monsters now.
Yes.
Look at the size of these guys in the net now. I mean, what if a football, an NFL team from the 60s played one of these teams today? They'd get destroyed because of the size, the speed, the athleticism of these guys and the size of them and the training and all that. It's just completely different. And I don't buy pangs like, oh, back in my day, junk, you know, that back in my day thing just doesn't fly in this situation. Everybody knows that goalies were wearing skivvies out there and they were getting, you know, and goals were flying past them.
Yeah, and the numbers don't add up for it. And I appreciate the phone call, dude, but like, you're right, there's no more two-line pass, and that was something you guys were limited by. Look at save percentages, look at goals per game. There's no anecdotal evidence, there's no statistical evidence, there's no, well, back in my day, none of that stuff flies, and it would take a cursory glance at the same tools that I have as a regular peon, and I'm not a professional hockey commentator, The fact is, this is the attitude that he has, and he delivered it more nicely than some of the other guys. Again, the Capitals, the best team in the NHL, are kicking the crap out of the Penguins, and the story was about the Penguins during that nationally televised game. Look out for P.K. Subban's going to take his glasses off and let you know that it's a disgrace as to what they've done to support Sidney Crosby, our great hero. This is this league. They can't get out of their own way.
Let's go to Eric in Falls Church on Grant and Danny. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for taking my call. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah. I can't agree more with Danny's last point. I think, you know, I watch a lot of the home games, analysts, and it is just a disgrace that the NHL can't promote their biggest star and just has this anti, it feels for years now, when the Caps have just done really, really well and they're kicking the rear end out of the league, they're just doing, they're just basically saying that the Caps are no good. It's only an edgewise in comment that, oh, and the Caps are leading the league right now.
So, Eric, now we're going to get into a little bit of what sounds like, you know, crying over spilled milk or, you know, being babies or whatever, but I'm going to be a baby with you. Let's go get in the crib together. I 100% agree with what you just said. And I think the Capitals have, for years, been undervalued, underappreciated, under-talked about, under-respected because their captain was Alex Ovechkin. Like, we have not mentioned this in this conversation, but a side effect, Danny, to the disdain for Ovi from a lot of the Canadian media, I think, is that the Capitals have in some way paid the price for that. Because they weren't picking them or didn't think they could win the playoff series or because Ovi's their leader and he can't win the big one or whatever the stupid thing was before they won the cup. But even just generally speaking, is your team led by, you know, the Canadian players that do it the right way like Crosby? Then we like you. Is your team led by, it was Ovechkin and Semin and then it was Kuznetsov. You think about the Russian influence here in Washington for so many years. They definitely paid the price in terms of coverage for that. I really believe that. I think it's a really smart point. Mike Woodbridge, how are you?
Doing good, thanks. Appreciate you taking my call. Yeah, so, yeah, someone, you know, especially as iconic as Gretzky, you're always going to have people, you know, especially Canadians in their sport, idolizing them and, you know, wanting to keep them propped up. But, you know, Ovechkin's the best goal scorer and, you know, it deserves to be considered one of the best all-time great hockey players at the same level as Gretzky. I went to the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto, and there's so much about Wayne Gretzky and his career, and it's as much a Wayne Gretzky museum as it is a Hockey Hall of Fame.
I saw him play. He was unbelievable.
I don't think there's a sport where there is so obviously a number one player ever. In basketball, I would say Jordan, but young people who are incorrect would say, you know, what about LeBron? Or there's some debate. There's no debate in hockey.
No.
I can't imagine there ever will be a debate in hockey. We debate football, obviously. Basketball now, although, to all of you who actually think it's a real thing.
Baseball's impossible.
Baseball, you'll never know. So there's nobody like him in the sense that if you're talking about the greatest player to ever live in a sport where you just name him and nobody can argue with you.
Yeah, you call the guy the great one. You don't do that for like the pretty good one, the guy that's probably the best. Like everyone knows who you mean.
But there is a backdrop to this conversation that I want to reiterate. And that is the anxiety, the frustration, and the nerves that local fans have already that this national media group that has been at best unkind to, I would say, or just not appreciative of the Capitals over the years, and at worst, specific to Ovi, condescending and belittling, is going to get the night to cover his winning, his record-setting goal while Joe B's sitting at home. While we're all having to see what P.K. Subban has to say instead of Craig Laughlin. And that is a kick to the ribs for those of us that have watched Ovi score 90-some percent of his goals live.
That's right.
Night in and night out for 20 years. Brian in Alexandria, what's up?
Guys, how are you? Thanks for doing this segment. Great to talk, Caps. Three quick things. One, no Canadian will ever accept that a Russian is a good hockey player. You go back to like the Summit series in the 70s, Canada versus Russia. It was nasty, amazing series.
So real quick, you believe that what we're saying is correct then? In terms of the rivalry, like the Canadian media is going to have a stick up their butt about a Russian player.
The Canadian media was angry that he came here. They didn't want him to come here. They said, oh, he's going to be wasted. He's a hockey backwater, not a hockey town. It's the total waste. He's going to play there for 5 years and then come to Toronto. Just you watch. I hate the fact that he played his whole career here. Third thing is that Darren Pang should know better, because that goal that Ovechkin scored on his back against Phoenix, Pang was on the color commentary for the Phoenix Coyotes that night.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
That's a good point. I mean, now I will say, again, I think he was talking specifically about the power play, because if he was talking about the game in perpetuity, the entirety of a game, well, he's just so wrong, it's ridiculous. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt of not being an idiot. He's seen too much hockey. If you're saying Ovi only scores the one way, no, on the power play, he scores that way 99% of the time. But at even strength, he scored from both sides of the ice. He's made unbelievable plays where he passes off himself off the boards around Hammerlick, when he scored from his back, when he, you know, used to be, he hasn't done it in a long time, but the curl and drags and the crazy power moves to the net. He scores on the rush. He scores with his shot. He scores on rebounds. He scores being dirty in front. He's done this stuff his whole career. That's why I think that part of it, even though I know you don't like the lingo of one-trick pony, I think he was saying on the power play, he's always just been in his office, and you even heard him talk about that with the junkies. And now he's saying they're moving him around, which is true. Let's go to Addison in Churchton. What's up?
Howdy, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Amen.
Yeah, I was, you know, I thought, let me preface this by saying I thought I kind of had a hot take here by saying that the folks in Canada have been trying to discredit Ovechkin for years. I thought nobody else had noticed that, but thank God I'm not alone. Yeah, at first it was, you know, folks said he would never break the record. Then it's since he got close and it became inevitable, so, you know, they've just been trying to discredit it. But, you know, everybody knows that the physicality of his play. I mean, look at the year he had when Dale Hunter was the coach. I mean, he almost became like a different player. It was kind of crazy. But he just became so much more physical. But, yeah, I don't know. They're just going to try and discredit it. And, you know, they can try and say that, you know, he's only taking shots from the one circle. But, I mean, if it's, you know, if it were that easy to stop him, more goalies would be doing it. And that's not even true at this point. I mean, he's scored in so many different ways.
For sure. And I appreciate the phone call. I mean, the point I want to keep getting back to, though, I know there's other stuff besides the one-trick pony part. I need the why that one trick is so good. You see what I'm saying? Like I know it was one manner of scoring because he has the greatest shot ever. That never gets mentioned when you go yeah. one-trick pony. We know I mess up bit of a one-trick pony with the greatest shot of all time. Say that part.
What if Locker said, you know, Ovi on the power play sometimes turns into a one-trick pony because he's got the greatest shot of all time from his office?
Way better. Because you're acknowledging that the trick is the greatest trick ever.
Right.
You like again, I keep going
back
to
Ping wasn't saying it was great, but I
think it's exactly what he was saying. It's like, well, it's this one thing and it's fine. But now look at it.
My point was in real time, I didn't think that. When he came back to the Gretzky thing 3-on-3, it changed how I viewed the whole night.
Like I know it in my heart.
Brian in Silver Spring, you get the last word on this. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, guys. I agree with you all in theory. We've been dissed for years and years. Zabe even did a piece back on this during the cup run, and people sent him messages. This is what Doc Emmerich said, even all those great guys. And he's like, all right, it's enough. It's been going on forever and ever. And I just embrace it almost like the villain role. You know, people who I know it doesn't make for great radio, but people who know, let those idiots think what they want. And if you do want to argue with them, nobody brings this up. Gretzky, Lemieux, they always had to have two guys, extra people on their team to act as goons to protect them. Ovi doesn't have any of that.
Oh, there's
he
no
protects
doubt.
Himself.
Well, this is my favorite thing to bring up with Ove, Brian, when it comes to Crosby. And Crosby is the greatest player of the era in terms of completeness.
Like process. Overall? Absolutely. Yeah. No question.
Look at the resume, right? What he's won, all of the medals and the championships and whatever. But Alex Ovechkin, when you look at all-time goal scorers and then put right next to it the all-time hits sheet, come on. There's nobody that does that. Nobody's as physical and as violent throwing their body around. Like Sidney Crosby has two career hits. I'm doing a bit. Alex Ovechkin, though, I mean, when you put them side by side, it looks like a guy who's played 20 years against a guy that's played 3. You know, that's what the numbers look like. They're just different. They're different players. I'm not trying to take away from Crosby or Gretzky. But, yeah, there's never been anybody like Alex Ovechkin. And he's going to be the greatest goal scorer of all time. He already is. But statistically, very soon, he will be the greatest goal scorer to have ever lived, doing it in an era where it was harder. Really good feedback on this. That was fun. Good to let our hair down a little bit as I'm wearing a Caps hoodie and a Caps hat and take some calls from some angry Caps fans.
That's right, man.
Thanks, Darren Pang. Darren Pang, you want to keep shouting your mouth off, you can do that.
The Caps hat that you didn't throw on the ice, by the way.
That's true.
You kept that hat.
I'm glad I did. It's a good-looking hat. At first, I felt a little bad, and I had to, you know, apologize to you guys, but now I'm glad I did.
Well, there's more ammo coming. We got plenty more national television games where they're going to talk about the other team if they've got a Canadian.
You know, the thing I don't like about Ovi is after he gets the 3 goals, we got to spend all this time picking up these hats. Oh, I just don't like how he's not thoughtful of the people that clean the ice. What a jerk he is,
the
man.
The bill of some dude's cap brushed my head, Enzo. Someone come rescue me.
Linnell's got overtime next. We're live at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.